Well, the highlight of the footballing weekend is the Soweto derby between Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs this weekend. The FNB Stadium will host the derby tomorrow. And looking at the head-to-head, it's the Buccaneers who have the advantage. They've won three of the last five, with Amakhosi winning two. The most recent was a 3-2 Pirates win back in March of 2024. Pirates assistant coach Mandla Nikazi hopes that the workload doesn't impact their performance.
As Orlando Pirates, we have prepared well. We want to perform as usual. We want to win the game. These matches are not decided by the history, but one can only highlight that we have played 27 games and the opponents have played 17. I just hope that doesn't become a factor in the result.
That one kicks off at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. There's one match in the Betway Premiership this evening. Richards Bay host Magesi FC. Then looking at what's to come in the Premier League this weekend, there's some big games on the cards. Bournemouth, the giant killers this season, host Liverpool tomorrow afternoon. Nottingham Forest take on Brighton. Newcastle are at home against Fulham, while Aston Villa travel to Wolves. Sunday sees the big one. The Gunners hosting Manchester City in a huge clash for both clubs. In some rugby news, Ireland face England in their Six Nations opener tomorrow afternoon. Stand-in coach Simon Easterby has picked 21-year-old Sam Prendergast at fly half for the clash. That means that Munster's Jack Crowley has moved to the bench for that one. And then in some cricket news, my Cape Town are in Pretoria tonight in the 27th match of the Betway SA20. They're taking on the Pretoria Capitals. The Capitals have won a few games back-to-back now, but they're going to need to win tonight in order to give themselves a chance of qualifying for the playoffs. And then finishing with a bit of news from the Suncoast East Coast Radio Big Walk Anthem finale. We will be announcing our top three in a few minutes, and then the big finale, the big unveiling of our winner. That's all from me for today for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.